It was awesome. We had an incredible showing. I was super pleased with everyone and their performance and their attitude. It was a really, really good showing for Petersburg Track and Field.
Okay, so let's break that down and talk about some of the highlights.
Well, considering all of the hurdles that we have to overcome and all the obstacles with
literally
training,
hurdles.
Yeah, literally hurdles. And just the obstacles in training. These guys, the 4A schools, they get, you know, a full track. And we, luckily, we have a place to practice.
But it's not a
But track. No, it's not a track. Yeah. So, I mean, the way these guys are able to go out and compete with what we have is incredible. They were incredible in Ketchikan. Super happy. Aiden Lure had a really, really good showing with the high jump. His 100-meter sprint was really, he wound up taking second in the finals, but I think we can push that to first. And then Julian Kumps, he looked really good, and I mean, everything he did. And Maya Cowan just destroyed everyone in the 100 and the 300-meter hurdles. And then Kendra was right behind her. And countless others. Lance Kittums looked really good in the triple jump. Chase, his PR in the high jump, which is awesome because he's a shorter guy, but he jumped with the best of them. And everyone did really well. I was just really pleased with everyone. I forgot to mention, our 4x1 was really competitive, which was Corin Spurl, Noah Sullivan, Aiden Lure, and Julian Kumps. And they were really competitive. It's really cool to just see everyone progress. And that was our first meet, and I have really high hopes for the second meet.
Yeah, I was going to ask, where do you go from here then? Are there things that you saw that you still want to improve on?
Oh, yeah. I have my waterproof notepad out, and we were taking notes. And it really gave me a chance to see what they need to work on. I think our block starts was probably our biggest obstacle as a team. We have to get faster, sooner, right off the blocks. And I think once we get that down, they get comfortable in there, they're going to be really fast, all of them.
Do you practice coming out of the blocks and practice?
Yeah, it's hard to here just because, I mean, running in tennis shoes as opposed to shoes with spikes is a pretty big difference. You know, you're talking about a lot of power coming underneath your feet, and there's a lot of slippage with tennis shoes and on gravel. So having spikes on an actual track was huge. And we went 2 days early because of the ferry schedule, and that was a really big deal just because they got to be on the track, they got to practice everything that we really don't get to here. And, I mean, with that little bit of time, they already improved immensely.
So what's next for the track team then?
We go to Juneau, not this weekend, but the weekend after, and we're flying there and back. Some people are leaving early for prom, which is good for them. And, yeah, we're really excited for it. It's going to be a little smaller group just because of all the other extracurriculars, but super excited for it.